This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burman with news and commentary for Tuesday, January 26, 2020. Olympic Disposal is modernizing garbage service for its Port Townsend clients, transitioning from customer-owned 32-gallon garage cans to company-owned containers that can be emptied without the driver leaving the truck. In the next few weeks, customers will receive a form to return to the disposal company that indicates their preferred level of service. This ranges from one 35-gallon cart for $20 a month to two 96-gallon carts for $60 a month. Customers who do not return the form will receive service commensurate with what they now have. The biggest change is a switch from weekly to biweekly pickup for all residential customers. For instance, anyone paying for their weekly collection of one 32-gallon can will likely switch over to a 64-gallon can collected every 2 weeks at an estimated increase of $3 per month. Delivery for the new carts is scheduled between March 16th and March 27th. New service begins March 30th, and new rates go into effect on April 1st. As a result of this, the city will develop a surplus of cans that are now in use. These containers don't have a lot of other practical purposes, and many people will recognize the irony of needing to dispose of their current trash cans. The disposal company is lending a hand, as it will collect and dispose of the cans for no additional charge during the week of April 13th. Port Townsend Mail customers are getting deliveries later in the day, something the Port Townsend Leader attributes to the Postal Service's delivery contract with Amazon. The Postal Service, which receives no tax support, saw its revenue drop with the widespread adoption of email that boasts instantaneous delivery and no required stamp. This coincided with Amazon's emergence as a market for a variety of goods, which is especially helpful to Port Townsend residents, providing access to products that are not available from local merchants. The Amazon contract requires early delivery, which is why postal patrons get their Amazon packages early in the day but need to wait until the evening for the rest of their mail. The Port Townsend Post Office is expanding its staff. Some of the newer hires welcome the extra work, while the new load stresses out some of the veterans, the paper reported. In the meantime, people who need to get their mail early in the day have the option of renting a P.O. box. On Monday, the Jefferson County Board of Commissioners unanimously voted to combine three planned separate public hearings into a single event to occur on February 10th at Fort Worden Commons. A hearing to discuss the extension of the commercial shooting facility moratorium takes place at 1:30 p.m., while a combined hearing about shooting facilities and development codes follows at 2 p.m. Written or oral testimony on all topics will be accepted at the hearing. Written testimony can be submitted beginning tomorrow, January 29th, through 4:30 p.m. on the hearing date. For more information, go to the county's website. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.